Blog Talk Radio.
Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. Here's my man, Eric Benet, news for you on Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. Foxy presents Anthony Hamilton live in concert. It's just days away. The Soulful Summer Tour with special guests, Eric Benet, Marcus Canty. And it's going down June 8th at the Deepak. I want you, yes you, to keep listening for a chance to win free tickets. Foxy 107.1 and 104.3.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it.
Triangle, get ready. You've waited and now he's here. Back in the Triangle, national recording artist Anthony
Hamilton. Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Anthony Hamilton live.
I need to get away.
Saturday night, June 8th at Deepak. It's Anthony Hamilton. Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic soul. This is Ty Jones. Ladies, we got tickets to see TGT. Ooh, Lord. And special guest, Fantasia. She really knows what Fed Up is all about. I got some of that on the way, too. And here's R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up. I know about that. On Foxy 107-104.
I'm standing here looking in the mirror.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Ty Jones, and yes, I used to host Foxy 107-104 back in the days for Radio 1, and now you can catch me right here on Blog Talk Radio. This show is called Ty Jones, The Voice. You can also stream it live as we speak by going on www.blogtalkradio.com/LoveJonesTy. If you'd like to call into the studio today, we are live, so you can call 646-668-2718. My guest today in the studio, I have Reed the Great, a.k.a. Jay Reed, and he's a hip-hop artist out of Tampa, Florida. He joins me today. What's going on, Jay?
Yo, 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 what it do? It's the boy Reed. What's good? Ty Jones. It feels good to be on The Voice. I miss you.
Thank you. It feels good to be back, believe it or not. It's been a little bit of a hiatus. Life always has a way of showing up and showing out. And so I think what we got to do is continue to just show out on life when it tries to challenge us. You feel me?
Correct.
So now it's going to be, from here on out, we got this show. Let's blow it up. Let's keep it going. And want to get into some things. But before we get into Jay Reed the Great and all of the wonderful and amazing things that are going on in your life and in with your career, I definitely want to touch on a few topics, though. And we're going to get into that. We're going to get into your career. And let's start it out, Jay. I'll start it out by playing one of the joints that you got. Let's hear from Jay Reed. I'm going to play one of his newest tracks. You let me know, Jay. You want me to let him hear Get the Bag? You want them to hear Juice? Which one are you thinking about? Let's hear Get the Bag by Jay Reed.
Yeah, let's start out with Get the Bag.
Let's get the bag. Okay.
Jay Reed, Get the Bag. I got this track with actually two of my family members, my cousins, and we ended up putting them on this track. We teamed up together and call it The Unity. So it's, we dropped it as The Unity, Get the Bag. So let's do it. Let's get the bag.
Get the Bag. Right here, you heard it first on Ty Jones, The Voice. Right now, let's get into it.
Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga.
my swag. But I ain't never lag, you can tell by my rag. All I do is get the bag. Haters stay mad. Spin to the pad anytime I'm in the lab. All I do is get the bag. Look, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Now get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Breathe. About time that they notice me. I make fans go crazy like Jodeci. Hands down, I don't know nobody cold as me. Anesthesia on the beat, then perform surgery. Get money, flip it quick. Haters stay counterfeit. You ain't in my circle unless we getting something out of it. It's a long trip, hiking mountains to the top. Riding in a drop top to a $1 million yacht. Stop. Gotta get money quicker than re-ups. I'm the shit, gonorrhea. Life's a bitch like Madea. And that's word to my nigga JP. You would think I'm from Miami, how I'm rolling with heat. Shout out to Track T, cause he got the LB. And I got the kill streak to face all you MCs. Grinding with no sleep, money devotes me. You know what provoked me? The money you owe me, nigga. Hey, shout out to boys, you know we do it. It's the Unity. Hopping out the jack.
Yo, I just wanted to give him a taste. Fire. I am like, yo, that's what's up. Okay. And I did throw in there, guys, because, and that's my bad, there's always some technical issue. I labeled something differently. So the first track that y'all heard it's actually a collaboration with yourself and Price Man, correct?
Correct.
And that first song, you heard a snippet, it was Juice. We'll get into those. And I definitely will be playing some more of this later on in the show with Jay Reed. So, Jay, wow. Different sound from you. Wasn't expecting to hear all that. And I actually did not go and listen to the songs or the videos, honestly, because I just wanted to be surprised. So I'm actually very surprised. I love the flow. Love your bars. So tell us about it.
Oh, man. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's all about getting that money, that moolah. So that's pretty much the mood I was in at the time when I wrote it, and it kind of just came out that way. And that's what I'm on right now. I'm about to get in the bag right now. So I want to get to mini bags.
Okay, that sounds cool. Now, with the song, was it solo orchestration? Did you have assistance with the production, or who's in this with you? Was it just you, Dolo?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it was kind of crazy how it happened, because it was actually the beat that I had. Shout out to my dude Track T, man. I've been making a lot of shout outs. Shout out to my dude Price, man. Shout out to my dude Track T. Track T, been getting beats from him since for years now. So shout out to Track T. A lot of the hits I got was from Track T. So definitely shout out to Track T beats. But it's crazy because that beat that I had was one that I kind of like listened to years back, and I just didn't think I was going to do anything with it. And you know, you look over something, and then I went back to it later one day, and I was like, wait a minute, I was listening to it, and I'm like, damn, this is just hard. It was just a hard beat, hard, kind of gritty a little bit. So it made me, but I wanted to say some real stuff. So I figured the mood I was in was money. I wanted to get to a bag. So I was like, man, it just fit. I was like hopping out the Jag, 200 on the dash. Man, I don't mean to brag. All I do is get the bag. And it just went from there.
Now, how is the song being received in Tampa, Florida?
The song's doing pretty good, man. I just dropped the music video for Get the Bag. It got like 2.5K views right now. I just dropped it like last month. You know what I mean? So
okay.
I haven't really heavily pushed it even like that yet. So I'm about to start pushing it. People rocking with it, man. A lot of the music's really getting on social media. We got a lot. We got songs that we do in the club, especially like what I do with my homie Price, man. We do a lot of music for the clubs, but a lot of the grubby stuff that they won't play in the club, I like to put out for the fans too. So I do that too. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And before we get into, I want to play them a snippet of the next song. I want to hear this twerk by Reed, and ask you a few what was the motivation behind that. And we do. Hold on. I'm gonna let you tell me, but let's let the listeners hear what this song is about, and then from there, we'll take it from there. Here's your boy Jay Reed, and this is the track called Twerk, right here on Ty Jones' The Voice.
You make me happy, twerking right there. Little mama get low. Pin in the face with a dunk on the back. Throw it one time, then watch it bounce back. Holding that caboose that be jumping off the tracks. Broke out playing booty on jumping jacks. Ass going crazy, she don't know how to act. Ooh, heard you got that comeback. A lady in the street, but a freak to the track. Judges on the panel, give you all 10. Booty make your head turn, curves on bend. Coke bottle shake, shake it up, make it pop. Your booty be the target, got all eyes on lock. Damn, you know what you're doing. Came my drill, fucked around and left a screwing. Yeah, they looking at the baddest, wishing that they had it. Just work that, just work that. Just work that, just work that. That's work, 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 work. That's work, 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 work.
Come here, girl, let's get straight to it. Before I let go, we gon' finish this fluid. Couple minutes later, fold you like a ribbon. Put it on you so good, like I do it for a living. Big screen, big dreams, all I see is big rings. Yeah, I got a big team, always been a big king. And we could go round for round, pound for pound, and maybe even sound for sound. The more I think about it, your love is a habit. Addicted to your body, and you know I gotta have it. Won't be foolish, what we got is plastic. The way that sit up, man, that thing look drastic. Got me swiping on my plastic. I'm a fanatic for your status. And maybe we could throw across the Atlas, bagless.
Just work that, just work that. Just work that, just work that. That's work, that's work, that's work, that's work.
Hard time calling you Reed the Great, so I'm gonna call you Jay Reed. But you do go Reed the Great. And for those fans that know you as Jay Reed, which is I'm a fan as well as a relative, he's my cousin, and I'm very proud of Jay. Twerk, like it, Frankie Beverly. You guys are using that track from Frankie Beverly, Before I Let Go. Very interesting that you're using that, especially for the song that you guys blended it with. It actually sounds pretty cool. I first was like, okay, am I gonna like this song? But I actually like it. Like I could hear myself rocking to that in the car. I could hear that being played at a family reunion, at somebody's wedding reception. Yeah. It's actually it sounds like a feel good fun song. So tell me a little bit about it.
Well, the song was made by my homie Price Man and myself, and we took it to the studio. We actually just thought of the song, and then we was like, let's sample the song. So we kind of already knew what we were gonna do. So that song actually came from scratch. Shout out to my dude DJ Incredible. I gotta shout out my dude DJ Incredible. He engineers, he can DJ, he pretty much, and he made the beat as well. So he made that beat, He also engineered the song, mixed and mastered the song for us. So he's very dope, talented individual, man. DJ Incredible, man, and the whole Credible clan. Shout out to them. We've been moving with them. We did some other singles with them. So I got to shout out the whole clan. They've been doing their thing, and they actually from, like, St. Pete. But, you know, when it's when people from out of state look at Florida and they think of St. Pete, they just think it's all Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Which it kind of is, but it is another city at the same time, like a barrow in a way. But anyways, for the song, he mixed and mastered the song. The song came out, as you can hear, pretty fucking dope. It was crazy because to even let you know how innovative the song was, as a matter of fact, we made that song about a year ago. And just recently dropped it. And recently, a couple months ago, Beyonce just came out with a song that sounds very similar to this. I'm not going to say there's copyright infringement.
Oh,
I might want to look into it, but.
You may want to look into that because. What song?
She came out with a song very similar, and they were doing a challenge to it, and it blew up.
Are you talking about that song about Give Me Body or something?
I forgot what the name of the song is. I can look it up while we're on the phone. But
all right. Well, before you, because we don't want to take the attention off of you. Beyonce, we all love her. Thank God for Beyonce, but she's not the end of all.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to go forward.
I love
the song, and it's interesting for you to be collaborating with so many various people, because prior to that, I just recall you pushing it yourself. So now I notice you have a collective movement going on with a group of people, like the individuals that you have, really supporting you. You and Priceman, let us know about him. For those that don't really know him very well, I tried to even look him up. I found him on Facebook, and there's a few things. He even had some music out back in 2012 on old Facebook page of his. And so I see that he's been paying his dues. So what's the connection between the two of you, and why is he so important for you at this point in your career?
Correct. Yeah, shout out to my dude Price Man. Man, this dude, me and him go way back. Like I said, like we go back in the day since preschool, you know what I'm saying? So I know this dude for a while, and you know how you lose touch with people, then you end up linking back up with them later in life, and they kind of on the same thing you on. And then it kind of just went from there. We clicked up. He kind of helped out with my movement. We kind of formed a movement together, and then at the same time, we kind of just, like, started running. From there, we started doing shows all over the city, and he's been putting out music for a while. He make a lot of party music, and that's what, because he's from the South, you know what I'm saying? And we kind of mix well together, so our shows are very kind of, very innovative the way we do things, because you can hear, like, when the sound is on the song with us together, it sounds crazy, you know what I'm saying? And he can also spit, too. It's not like he's just making just twerk music. He can spit, too. So it's kind of crazy when we get on the song together.
Gotcha. Now, tell us a little bit about you and some of the up-and-coming events that you have going on. What's going on with you and Price Man? Do you have any up-and-coming shows? What's the deal?
Right now, we're actually in the preparation of shows. We've been doing shows for so long that we kind of like started working on the craft. So now we were getting the craft. Yeah, we were kind of like putting out more visuals, more songs, more visuals, more singles. And now we're going to start focusing on more shows and stuff. But the shows are going to start being, like, out of state or out of the city. So we're going to start doing shows in other cities now and start branching off versus, you know what I'm saying, always being in Tampa, but that's where everyone jams our music at in Tampa. So now it's about branching, and that's where we, that's what the goal is next.
Okay, I like that. So you have a vision, you have a goal, and I see that you're just not giving up, and that's a good thing. Tenacity, just continuing to go forward, and forget the naysayers and the haters, because we all gonna have haters. This is your girl Ty Jones. I want to give everyone another insight on where to follow me. So let's take a short break and a pause for the cause. And we're going to get into where can they follow me. You can follow me on Instagram. It's Love Jones Ty. Right? LoveJonesPie. Okay? Also, Facebook. It's facebook.com/Ty.Jones. Call into the studio 646-668-2718. And you can listen to the show after the live orchestration and hear it at your leisure. We're listening to some of the music that's from Jay Reed, and it's his remix of, Jay, what's the name of it?
Twerk.
Twerk Work. I just wanted to. I knew what it was. Okay, the Twerk Work. Jay Reed, also tell them, where can they find you?
Man, you can find me everywhere. I'm outside, I'm inside, I'm everywhere. I'm online, I'm offline. I'm at YouTube, Jay Reed, Jay Reed, you know. You can catch me on, you can Google me, YouTube, Jay Reed, you know. If you do want to
and
hit me
on
Facebook.
And what's your Instagram?
Facebook, I'm Reed Leo, and then on Instagram, I'm Reed the Great. So I kind of been doing a Reed the Great. I got the artist page as Reed the Great. It used to be Jay Reed, but I did put it as Reed the Great because we're doing great things. You know what I'm saying? So
I like that.
Like
I like
said,
that,
we,
Jay.
We keep it going, man. So everybody call me Reed, but
I know, and I'm you know, I think it's because I have a bad. I've always called you Jay. Jay. Plus, you know, we grew up together. So I don't want to put out a government name, but yeah, I used to call you by your government name.
Correct.
So let's do this. I want to touch on something because I have a few things that I want to cross over with the show today. And since you're in the studio with me, I want to hear from you as well. There's so many current things that are happening in the world today, and celebrities are chiming back. Rihanna had something very profound to say regarding Donald Trump. And she went on to say, okay, Donald, you felt terrorism wrong, first off. And so before I get into this, Donald Trump, you know, he's the infamous for tweeting and tweeted regarding the terrorist attacks and the things that occurred with the issue of California, and then just recently the issue that happened in El Paso, Texas. And for those that don't know what occurred, maybe you're not listening to the news, maybe you're not on social media because some people don't pay attention, but there's yet another in within a week, because two terrible occurrences happened, the shooting in California and then a six-year-old little boy died. And then the latest, guys, deadly shooting in El Paso, Texas. And what you need to know currently, the victims, 20 people are dead now, and more than two dozen are injured after a shooting at a shopping center in El Paso, Texas, authorities say. The suspect, shooter, 21-year-old Patrick Cruces, sources tell CNN. And I may be mispronouncing his last name, but the fact that this 21-year-old is out here killing people is just plain ridiculous, in my opinion. It's one of these things where it's terrible. You know, the investigation, federal investigators are treating the shooting as domestic terrorism, U.S. Attorney John Bash said, a deadly day. Within 13 hours of the El Paso shooting, another 9 people were killed in Ohio. So I am just speechless about certain things like that. So let's see what the celebrities had to say, okay? Cardi B, Rihanna, and more respond to Cardi B was like, y'all ain't doing shit. Domestic terrorism enabling president. What you gotta say about that? Celebrities are also reacting by saying this, and this is what Rihanna had to say. I'll go back and say what she stated. And her statement, Donald, you spelt terrorism wrong, which he did because, you know, he's infamous for tweeting. And your country had 2 terrorist attacks back-to-back, hours apart, leaving almost 30 people dead, right? Innocent people. This just days after yet another terrorist attack in California where a terrorist was able to legally purchase an assault rifle, AK-47, in Vegas. Then drove hours to a food festival in Cali, leaving 6 more people dead, including a young infant baby boy. Imagine a world where it's easier to get an AK-47 than a visa. Imagine a world where they build a wall to keep terrorists in America. And then she goes on to say, my prayers and deepest condolences to the families and the loved ones of all the victims and the communities affected and traumatized. So, Jay Lee, speak to me. Let me know your thoughts on this, because the world we're living in today is just purely pretty. It's in a devastating place. What would you say to that?
Man, it is definitely in devastating times right now. Times is hard. I mean, I never thought I would see things the way they are. I seen something online the other day. Like in other countries, it wasn't too many. Like it was 1 or 2 at the most, and then just the United States alone, it was over 200 mass shootings just this year. So like, it's crazy. I don't know how people are. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I don't know how people are even willing to harm other people or themselves that way. You know what I mean? And think that they're even going to get away with it, or they know they're not getting away with it, so they either kill themselves or they just go to jail. And that's, I don't know, it's just a waste of many lives. You know what I'm saying? Innocent lives. And then I just think it's crazy, man. It's the direction that the way the world's winning, man. I wish things could change. I mean, how to get things to change, I guess, is the real question. How do we curve things to go another way?
I don't have the answer for how do we get things to change, but I definitely have an answer for. I think it comes from, and it sounds so cliche, but I heard this from a Notorious movie, and I love Biggie. Big shout out to Big, rest in peace. But he said, in order to change the world, we got to change ourselves. And
correct.
I think that is so important, like nowadays. Like, you must be out here doing something positive, something that's going to allow yourself to be a positive influence on the culture. Now we have people such as Remy Ma, Joe Budden, doing State of the Culture, love the show, doing amazing things in the hip-hop culture. You have Diddy, amazing entrepreneur, philanthropist, giving back to people, creating jobs upon jobs, and also Uncle Rush. Russell Simmons, he's got an amazing impact on our society, hip-hop influencer, hip-hop creator, and put out so much. But also, I was looking on his Instagram page a little bit earlier today, and he was so on point when he was calling Trump out, you know? And it was so cool because I actually even pulled it up. He was saying, I was never afraid of his politics or beliefs, except on the occasion where I had a chance to share mine. I took him to the mosque when he spoke poorly about Muslims, brought rabbis to his office when he made anti-Semitic statements, and corrected him when he said any hateful things. He was my friend because he was fun. He was the fun guy that gave money to charities, to my charities. He wasn't in power. He was announced. I was among the first of his friends to speak publicly. I cared about this country more than my friendship and can remember this pic. There's a pic that he's talking about with Melania and Donald, and then him and Kimora, and then Diddy. So he, too, has been out there posting. You know, there's a popular post with a white boy walking around with a gun on his back and one in his hand, and then the cops are letting him walk past, and you got a black guy on the ground, and they're like, you know, knee on his back type of image. This is sad that this is the state of the culture with the world, but I don't feel like our time is over with this world. Definitely not. But are we being challenged? Definitely. What would you say about that, Jay? You feel like we're being challenged with the things that are occurring, the hatred, the killing, black men falling by the wayside. What do you feel about that?
Oh man, it just, to be honest, sometimes you don't want to think about it because it's just sad.
Right.
Sad. It's just too sad, man. It's sad to me to see your people going through that. I did make a song or like a ballad to kind of like tribute that. It was
mm-hmm.
before they were even doing like the All Lives, Black Lives Matter. I actually called it All Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying? But then it was like, you don't know what to call it. All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, this person's lives matter. And it just started like becoming
mm-hmm.
too much. And then it was like, so it's weird, man. And like you said, everyone going through what they're going through as far as them slaying down our young brothers on the street, the police. It's definitely not right.
Well,
I try to stay away
from
a lot of it. I try to stay clear from a lot of it. I mean, I hate to say it. I hate to tell. I would never tell us young black brothers to run ever, but I would say if you're out of sight, you're out of mind. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
sometimes, like, I avoid cops at you know what I'm saying? I avoid them. At all costs.
And that's sad that you can, that you know what the sad part is that,
I don't think cops,
that you have to say that you hide from them. That at one time in this life, they were to protect and serve. Honestly, they're civil servant workers. They're supposed to be on a job to protect and serve their communities, and it is totally not the case. So before we continue on, I want to throw this next song out there for people, Jay, just to lighten up the air, because we did talk on some serious subject matter just present. But, it was relevant, and I just wanted to express my disappointment because it's ridiculous that we have a president that is tweeting and subjecting himself. How? I don't see it. You know, you should be doing more than just tweeting. That's ridiculous. But on to the next thing. I want to wrap this up, and I want to get into the core of Jay Reid. Jay Reid is rapper, father, native of Tampa, Florida. You've been doing
businessman,
Jay, and a businessman, definitely an entrepreneur. Doing great things. Big shout out to his father, Robert Scott, because I think that's where you get it from. He is one of those that I've always noticed has had all these different hustles. You know what I mean? Like, he just was a go-getter. And I admired that about him. So I feel you get that from your dad. But before we get into the next track, Jay, just tell the listeners about Jay Reed. Like, I know you personally, but what is it about you that just wants to do this thing called music, called hip-hop, when the naysayers are telling you that you can't? What do you tell them?
You know what, man? I just say I love it. I love the hate. You know what I'm saying? I love the love. I love it. I love the music. You know what I'm saying? I love the life. I love the I speak what I say in my I live what I say in my lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I feel like a lot of people don't love it. You know what I mean?
And right.
They don't get it. They're in it for the wrong reasons. They're in it because they
right.
see the flash, the fame from other people. You know what I'm saying? That people are in it because they think it's gonna get them on. Or people are in it because for the money or for the women or for the shit, it could be the drugs. People are in it for the wrong reasons, and I don't think people really
right.
love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's where I get the upper hand is that I love it, so I won't quit. I wish Tupac and Biggie were here today, like you said. God bless their soul. Rest in peace. I wish they were here today to see, just to see how the game would be now, like you said, because, like, Snoop Dogg is not going to stop rapping. Diddy ain't going to stop rapping. Jay-Z ain't going to stop rapping. Man, Jay-Z, hip-hop is such a new era, such a new sport. I'll call it a sport. It's such a new sport that we've never seen the oldest. We've never seen an 80-year-old rapper because we never seen none of the greats live that long. We'll see how long.
That's unfortunate. I mean, you have. I think, and I'll expound from there because I receive what you're saying, but I do see you have your elders in hip hop. They're called the Cool Hercs, and they're called
right.
the Curtis Blows, and they're called, you know, Grandmaster Flash and others like a Queen Latifah, and there's fathers of hip hop and daughters of hip hop like the MC Lights, who they surpass expectations and now are doing phenomenal things that represent the culture. You know, like KRS-One said, this is a culture. This is a lifestyle. Style. This isn't a fad. You
yeah.
just can't jump out of your black skin and say I want to be something different. You black. You hip hop.
And you know what?
I did grow up
listening to, like you said, with pops. My pops letting me hear that early Luther, that early, you know what I'm saying, that James Brown. I grew up listening to all them older. You know what
Speaking
I'm saying?
Of James Brown. Speaking of James Brown, one of the most sampled tracks or beats come from, I believe, like a James Brown. You know, Papa Got a Brand New Bag, Brand New Funk. James Brown is like the father of soul, and so many hip-hop artists, they have infused jazz, blues, R&B, rock into their music that it has surpassed so many expectations. Before we continue on, let me throw on this new track that Jay Reed has, and you heard a snippet of it, but let's hear some more from Jay Reed, Price Man. You heard it right here on Ty Jones The Voice.
What it do, gon' get loose. Turned up, off the lick in the juice. Ozone, high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up, off the lick in the juice. Ozone, high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, do what it do. Do what it do, do what it do. Do what it do, do what it do. Let me see if you really got the juice. Pull up super fly like a Learjet. They ain't wanna see a young nigga make it here yet.
Do it like a pro, do it like a vet. Got these haters upset, look at how they break their neck. Cause I pull up like a check, spinning like a check. Bottles with the ice, looking like a train wreck. Ice on my neck, look refrigerator fresh. Rolling with my niggas cause I do it with the best. Whole team here, you know we ballin'. Hotline blingin', so you know they steady callin'. I'm the definition, what the fuck the business is. He know how to handle his club on candlelit. South snow pasta shit. Track P, killed the beat and left evidence. I rock steady in a pocket dead president. Standing on the couch, like it's my motherfucking residence. Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas in my swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas.
I like that. I'm gonna let it play for a little bit, Jay. Tell me about it. That's kind of hot.
Oh man. It is what it is, like the movie Juice. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
You got the juice. You got the swag.
Let's hear from you. Let me hear a little bit of Jay. Hold on.
Chicken from Popeye, all different flavor, juicy fruit. I be buzzing in the city like the rockin' goose. Too damn high, swag through the roof, so that ain't never stopped like usual. Get money, teach goals like principal. Wolverine in the bed, invincible. Hey, really, you know it. Dope.
Okay, no, he didn't say, ladies, he's Wolverine in the bed. We gonna have another discussion on the next subject on the show. That was definitely a play on words, and we won't even get into that because I got about 3 minutes left of this show and counting. So, Jay Reed, motivation behind that one. That was an interesting. We're going to have another show.
Yeah,
we're going to have to come on, and we're going to talk about that. But before we head out of there and out of here, I am going to exit this interview with one of the songs from Jay Reed so y'all can listen to it, and I definitely want y'all to support and follow Jay. Tampa, Florida. Jay, where can they find you when you do perform and when you and Price Man do put on shows? Tell the listeners, where can they find y'all? Where are you performing?
Man, we got like a few major clubs here in Tampa, Florida. Club Sky is a big one we perform at. I've been performed on the same stage as Wayne. Future. I've been performing on the same stage as like Cardi B, like all these people, man. Ray Shremmer. I didn't work and actually met a lot of these people. I didn't met Lil Jon. I didn't work with T-Pain.
Nice.
He DJed off of DJ Heat. Shout out my nigga DJ Heat, Cousin Fam all day. You know,
okay.
It's a movement. You know what I'm saying? And like we.
So hold on, real quick.
I mean,
big shout out to DJ Heat. DJ Heat is another familia, La Familia. DJ Heat goes by AKA Lil Richie is my little nigga. DJ Heat. Where can we find Heat? Because you two seem to be going way back with each other. I've known y'all since Pampers, changing Pampers, my nigga. But
yeah.
on a different subject matter. I want Heat to come on the show. You got to have him jump on here. So Jay, we're gonna exit out of here.
Get him on.
Yeah, before we exit out of here, Jay, I just want to thank you for being a guest on the show today. And I would love for the listeners to continue to follow you. They can find you on Instagram, Reed the Great. Jay Reed. Reed the Great also on Facebook. And we're gonna get out of here, Jay. I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. Also, continue to keep doing your things. Motivate, move. Thank you, Jay Reed, for being a part of Ty Jones' The Voice. Thank you.
You know.
It's you know, Jay Reed, Tampa, Florida. We're gonna get out of here, and let's hear a little bit more of Get the Bag, because I think that's going to be my theme song. We're going to exit out of the show today with Jay Reed and Get the Bag. You heard it right here on Ty Jones'
Start
Voice.
Peace and good night. Get the bag. Start from the top.
Get the bag. Peace. Thank you, Jay.
Hopping out the jack, 200 on the dash, man. I don't mean to brag, all I do is get the bag. $1 million swag, but I ain't never lag. You can tell by my rag, all I do is get the bag. Haters stay mad, spin to the pad. Anytime I'm in the lab, all I do is get the bag. Look, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Now get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it.
me, I make fans go crazy like Jodeci. Hands down, I don't know nobody cold as me. Anesthesia on the beat, then perform surgery. Get money, flip it quick, haters stay counterfeit. You ain't in my circle unless we getting something out of it. It's a long trip, hiking mountains to the top.
This is Ty Jones, host of The Voice. Thank you and good night. You get sounds up. JV, get the bag. This is Ty Jones, and we're out.
Shout out to Track T, cause he got the LB, and I got the kill streak to face all you MCs, grinding with no sleep.